Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. First, I want to apologize to our first two guests today, Nick, Cheese Curd Nick and Matt Warzala from Green Bay Fringe. Have you ever had that where it's like, what smells? Okay, have you ever had that feeling? And then when I'm smelling my thing. So here's what I'm not good at.
Okay.
When I wash, you smell it?
I noticed when I walked in the studio earlier.
Okay, why aren't you apologizing to our next guest, too?
Hi, Brad. So, you know what I did? Have you ever washed clothes and let them sit in the washer wet?
Oh, you can't do that for too long?
Yeah.
Geez. And then I didn't even dry this. I just hung it up because these would shrink otherwise. Okay. But it smells like sour milk.
Yeah.
I smell like sour milk. So I want to apologize to everybody. For smelling sour milk.
Your co-host who sits like one foot Jim, away from
Jim,
you.
Jim, you didn't even notice, Jim.
You smell like Milton.
My dog, Brad.
Hi,
well,
Brad.
Okay.
Hey.
Do you have to get that?
Brad, do you smell that, though? Be honest.
Now that you say that, yeah. I can.
Yeah. John, do you get that like bouncer? Isn't that the pink stuff? You throw it in the dryer? Doesn't that help?
I didn't even try. I left it in the washer for like 3 days after it was washed.
Oh, my God.
You got mold in
it. And then hung it. It's mold. Yeah. It smells like mold.
Geez, what a great intro for our.
Sorry.
Thanks for bringing it up.
I just
want
to apologize.
Yeah.
That's our new trivia. What does John smell like?
Yeah. Wow. We are our next guest. We've been trying to get it on our show for some time, and we've been on just a little over a year, and he's been busy. NFL down in Kansas City and Vegas and out in England. Just he promotes Green Bay. He is the Tower of Tourism, right?
People have used that. Yeah.
And Amy did yesterday from Discover Oshkosh. She said to say hello to you, and it's working. I mean, right? I mean,
yes.
You've got a new building. You've got a staff of what, 8, 9, 11?
There's 14 of
14
us
of
now.
You over there. And you know, Green Bay, that's a big economic contributor to our community. And what the beauty of, I think, what you do is it's just not summer. I mean, it's pretty much spread out throughout the year that we have people coming in here and spending money. And I just,
we
lead that charge. So how are you doing it?
We've been telling people, you know, that are talking about the draft, that's 1 week. There's 52 weeks in 2025. So, we book something. We can't rest on our laurels. We need to keep working on bringing more things in. And, you know, we have the privilege of being able to promote a lot of the great work that people in the community are doing. You know, we obviously aren't running the Botanical Garden. They do an amazing job.
They've got
a great concert tonight. So we get to promote all of that and use it to try and bring more people into the community to spend money. And last year, in 2023, direct spending, so dollar for dollar, they bring the dollar in, take it out of their wallet, $798 million.
Yeah,
in Brown County, it's a huge part of our economy that probably residents don't recognize.
Wow,
I would agree, but I think the small businesses do recognize that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think people say, "Well, how was the event?" And you can talk to the consumer, but you really need to talk to the vendors, and they'll tell you how the event was, and it was, and just good things that are going on. I want to talk about the NFL draft. I don't want to dwell on it because there's so many other things that you do. But was that a big coup to get that, or was that in the queue for some years? And
did you ever think it would really happen?
Yeah.
Well, there were days that we didn't. But we believed that we would be an excellent location for it just because of the tradition and the history. I think the NFL believed that too, but, you know, we're a very small community compared to the others. And just for example, KC, Cleveland, their Convention and Visitors Bureau, which is what we are, a destination marketing organization, they have $20 million budgets and 65, 70 people on staff. Ours is 2.8, and there's 14 of us.
Wow.
So the NFL, you know, typically the teams have not been real involved in the draft. It's been the community that's done it. But, you know, talking with Mark Murphy, it's like we couldn't possibly do this without the team. And the Packers have been absolutely fantastic, you know, providing staff, providing support all the way through. It's been a collaborative effort, but we lost four times before we landed it. Yeah. So.
Wow. But the communities have stepped up, too. I mean, absolutely. There's tax dollars going into some of the security. Yep. You're going to be, and there's so much going on with the draft. There's so many economic opportunities, and we could talk a little bit about that today, but you're coming on my show, that Lean Locals show, yep. And Aaron, and we're going to talk. That's going to air the first Sunday of August, but I just think this is a big deal, and I don't want to. It's not the biggest deal, but it's something that is worth celebrating. Yeah, and
never happened
for.
Before. And, groundbreaking.
And might not happen again.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
not, probably not, won't. Really not.
Not in my tenure.
No.
Right. Right. Right.
But there's a lot more cities to go through.
Yeah, it's actually the largest event we'll have ever hosted.
Yeah. Sure.
And likely ever will.
Well, what could come second to that? Remember when we ran that campaign, Pope to Green Bay?
Yes. That would be bigger.
That
probably.
Would be bigger.
Yeah.
And we have the shrine over here in Champion. And John was Altar Boy of the Year back in Nugani back in the day.
I'm in the Altar Hall of Fame. I have my hassock is retired in the Vatican.
Hassock. Oh, he doesn't even know what it's called.
And
it's
my scapula.
It's a cassock. It's not a hassock.
We call them hassocks up there.
Yeah. Anyway.
So if you want, I can make a call.
But Johnny, the person that you work through, and the Pope he's in Philly, and yep. I knew Mayor Nutter mm-hmm. pretty well, and I'm like, hey, look, I'd like to get some contacts, get him here, because we have the shrine, and he could come in and do a mass there and whatever. But the guy that you work through is the guy who does the Pope's placement in the United States, his title, the Annuncio.
Oh!
That. I love Mayor. I said, I would trade that for Annuncio. Yeah, that's a cool title.
I like that.
Anyway, someday, Brad.
Almost like my Uncle Ignacio.
Right.
Same thing.
You Italians, we love that. Those are great titles. But anyway, this is a big deal. And what we're going to talk about is, you know, and I'll ask you right now, but we'll get into more detail. Are we ready? Can we handle this?
We can. You know, there was a lot of talk about Detroit and 775,000 people. But, you know, that was in the center of a population of 4.3 million people. So, you know, there were a lot of locals that went there. And I can tell you, too, you go in through the MEGs, the magnetic metal detectors. And then you go out and you get a hot dog out on the street and you go back in. Now you're two people, you're three
Johnny,
people, four people.
Yeah, I know. We talked about that.
The turnstile count, so to speak.
Yeah, right. So we're not quite as concerned, I think.
I've said that.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's not 250. The number they have aren't all individual people.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, and they're counted 3 days.
Yes, that's what I mean. But let me ask you this. So Jim came up with a statement this morning that was a little bit disputed by Cheese Curd Nick. He said he read something where 70% of the people coming here will be driving here.
That's true.
That is true.
I thank
65
you.
To 70.
Okay. Well, all right. Yeah.
I didn't need the bell
most
for that.
Things it's been a year and a month. They're all true. So anyway, I think my concern would be parking and driving, because even on a Sunday when there's, I don't know, 60,000 people that come here, that 80,000-90,000 come to the game, but you know, two in a car, that gets a little weird, especially when it's a Milwaukee crowd. You know, they kind of like they only know one route, whereas those of us who live here know multiple routes.
Don't say that, because I've got the greatest route that can get here fast.
It's like a fishing
hole. Nobody thinks about through downtown. It's like
what's the route, John?
Yeah, I know, right?
Share that route.
Believe me, it's the fishing hole. Nobody's gonna say I can leave the stadium and be home in 6 minutes.
Yeah.
So I mean that's.
But you get when you're on 172 out there on the bridge.
No, that's like
and
no.
It's backed up for 10 miles.
Right.
And all you got to do is go all the way down Webster, hit Mason, come back through the back way.
And I know we talked, the mayor was on here and we talked a little bit. I think that's a concern.
And the chair, actually, of that committee, transportation committee, Beth drew the short straw.
Okay.
She's on our staff. But, you know, we've got people from the city, from the NFL. They actually hire a company of transportation experts, and they don't seem very concerned.
Oh, good.
They're, you know, working on that plan. We'll be able to shuttle in probably from Bay Beach and NWTC. There's different locations where there's a lot of parking spaces. So we're hoping people will use those shuttles coming in from Milwaukee, from Appleton. But I mean, even that, coordinating a spot where that many buses can be flowing through.
But you look at some of the places and whether they're going to be open or not, but you know, there's a lot of surface parking at the VA, at UWGB, at NWTC. There's just, and I, that you guys are going to work
on
that.
It's just coordinating all of that and then getting the word out.
Yeah.
Hopefully through places like this.
And we really want to help with that. How are we doing on, lodging?
Well, lodging, we knew we would sell out quickly, and you know, for the most part, we have. But you know, in a major city, people were staying a half hour to an hour from the draft location. So
did they stay in that lovely my old hometown of Flint?
I just hired someone from Flint.
They were anxious. You could have offered them anything, and they would have taken a job out of Flint.
Yeah, so
it's free in Flint. Nah, I don't want to stay there.
You got an Airbnb real cheap in Flint.
Yeah, I know Rosendale needs to build some
hotels.
There
you go.
Hey, I
grew up in Rosendale. That's my hometown.
You and Todd went to the same high school, right?
Jim?
Yeah.
Jim, I said that yesterday.
You said, I said, no, he was from Minneapolis. That's where I thought.
Yeah, I grew up in Rosendale.
But you were
I lived over there for about 15 years.
Okay, I thought that
the
was
Spartans
your hometown.
Stick together, Jim.
Yeah, it's still like that.
Hail Laconia.
Which, I'll be honest, as a sportscaster, I bet I said Lasonia about 20 times.
Probably.
And then Todd corrected me yesterday. Yes.
Yeah.
But let me ask this about Brett. One of the things we're talking about the draft, you know, there were a lot of youpers in Detroit.
There were.
Lots of them. And I think we're going to be deluged with them in a wonderful way. For this draft, this is big for those types of people. How far out do you think the radius, and Jim and I, we've, you know, there's no scientific thing, but how big do you think the radius, even north, because, you know, you can, people from Milwaukee could always drive up and whatever, but there's not a lot. How big do you think that circumference is north where people would still look to stay?
Well, I think they will stay all the way up Marinette, up in that area, all the way down to Milwaukee. Over to Wausau.
Okay.
And because, and we know that there's a lot of drive.
Right.
People, 65 to 70% from studying Kansas City in Cleveland.
Yeah.
That's what all their numbers showed. So Wisconsin has been very supportive. Travel Wisconsin has been very supportive because we know unless they're swimming, they're driving through a good part of Wisconsin, coming from the west, from the south, down from the north.
So it would make sense for somebody in like a Marinette or an O'Connell Falls or someplace like that to think, hey, I got a cabin that could be rented out, or
it's a possibility, sure.
And I'm just hoping that, you know, like, I think I'm very happy we have this, but I hope people can make some extra cash. And that's all. Yeah,
it's all
I
want to
talk about other
Brad,
stuff that you're working on.
All he talks about is how cash. Can this affect me, the former mayor. We'll be back right after this.
All right, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor, and we are here with a very special guest, Brad Toll, the Tower of Tourism here in Greater Green Bay. What's your reach? What do you promote? And
well, it's primarily the Brown County area. We have an agreement to provide sales and marketing with the room tax commissions in the area. So it's primarily Brown County that we work for, but you know, anything that's going to bring people into the area, Ryder Cup, we certainly talked about that and tried to get people to stay up here. In fact, we had all the media of Ryder Cup stayed up in Green Bay.
Is the entire, did somebody say this on the show, Jim? All the hotel rooms are taken, you gotta go fill your meter.
I do.
Are all the hotel rooms reserved by the NFL? In Green Bay?
No, not all of them.
Okay.
About 3,000 of the 5,000 that we have.
Okay.
Yeah, so we do have some that are available for fans coming in and other folks. And, of course, there's short-term rentals.
Yeah.
That
Jim's
going to
do one.
Asking about. You know, the
He's
thing
all
with,
set up.
With short-term rentals that we're really trying to stress is do it the right way. Do it legally. That fire that just happened this week in Juneau County, six people died, and it was running illegally.
Yeah, and that guy was
they hadn't been inspected. It's like, oh man.
And Brett, the other thing that people have to be
wait, what? Just talk about that a little bit. because you're a very big advocate of that, and you're doing it. Talk about what the guy is doing to rent out your house. I mean, I think this is important.
He's been over at my house. He came on our show, and this is, I don't know, 6 months ago, and Johnny and I were talking to him about, he goes, he's out of Madison. Simple life.
Yep.
And talking to him, and he came over to my house. He goes, yeah, this would be great. And then he was up on my third floor. And he goes, we could sleep a lot of people up here. I'm like, no, I don't want that many people in my house. Yeah. You know, like 6 or 8 is all I want in my house. But then he's a turnkey guy, and the inspection, the taxes. I mean, we pay taxes, and the taxes to the Visitor and Convention Bureau. Mm-hmm. We got to pay those. And I just want some, and they do the locks. You know, and it does all of that. Now he charges for it, but I just wanted to.
You can sleep well. I can sleep well.
My mom lives in Appleton. I'm going to go spend some time with her, and we have another place that we're going to go to.
Okay, but if you're going to do that, if you make her that rice, don't get that spicy teriyaki.
He remembers like all my mistakes, and they're not. Well, I guess there are more than I thought. But I love to cook, and my mom likes my cooking. And she was on our show, and Johnny was saying to her, "What would you like? You know, Mr. Schmidt, what do you want, Jim?" She likes chop suey and things. So I made her some, and I was at the store, and you can put in, you know, just the soy sauce. And there was this special sauce, and I bought that, and she didn't like it. And it cost like 10 times as much. So anyway, no.
It was way too spicy.
That's what she said.
Is that possible?
I know. Our age, us guys, we love that stuff.
But anyway, I just want to make that point, though, about what you said about the horrible tragedy and something like this. I guarantee I know Jim well enough. He would be like, going like this with all the things he might be missing.
Right.
I think it's worth it hiring a company like you hired.
And even the family that probably innocently was renting their place out.
Absolutely.
Their lives are a mess.
Oh, my God.
The other thing that I liked about it, and we're going to have him on, too, on one of these Sundays. The first Sunday on Lean Local is going to be more focused on the NFL. The other things are social issues and some politicians are coming on. But they also vet your clientele. And I think that's really important because people can maybe not always tell the truth.
And to not have real safe practices in your house.
And he does reference checks, and they do the insurance. And so anyway, I'm an advocate of that. Hey, Brett, what is the relationship with...
Although I will say one thing, though. I would think most of the people coming here are Packer fans, wouldn't you?
The majority will be.
Okay, and I've never known a person, and I know a lot of people around here that do, you know, for the games and everything. They've never had a problem with, like, a Packer fan coming in for that game. They've had problems with, maybe Carolina, who's going to be here once, and they're never going to worry about renting that place again. Those are the ones sometimes that have seemed a little iffy. Have you gotten that, Brad?
We don't get a lot of that, but, you know, I would probably agree that's...
Yeah.
They'll
never see me again. Big deal.
Or they may not be Packer fans.
Yeah. And that's what I mean. They're not. They're opposing fans. Well, Carolina's, the Packers beat them.
Carolina's,
I'm just using that as an example.
I just say that's more like Canada. They're kind of neutral. I'm talking about like people who don't like us.
Right.
Like
that's
Bears,
what I mean.
Vikings.
Yeah. That's exactly what I mean.
That's true.
Brad, so it's Discover Green Bay, Discover Oshkosh, Discover. How's the relationship with other Brad Tolls in the state of Wisconsin?
Actually, fantastic. We talked about this actually in our office yesterday and how odd it is that we compete with each other, but we all get along great.
That's awesome.
I can say, hey, I'm hiring this position. Does anyone have a job description? I'd get 10 of them back from people around the state saying, this is how we do it. This is how we put together.
So you really do get along, not like the politicians who say they get along.
Yeah. We really do.
Okay, did you meet the mayor of Detroit?
Yes.
Yeah.
I called that office, asked if he could come on, got the former mayor here, longest serving mayor in Green Bay history. We're hosting the draft. Would just love to have you come on. You know, tell us some things to do, to watch for, you know, yada, 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 yada. Won't come on.
He's sending his assistant on. So that's okay. Wow. I mean, some mayors like
some are
the media.
Shy.
Right. Some like the media more than others.
I've been sending him harassing texts ever since.
I just was like, so.
And just being honest.
I was so scared. I was so scared of being in the media. Well, Brad, I think this is great. Talk a little bit more about outside the Packers. What other things do you work on and that your focus is on, and what can we look forward to outside of football when it comes to Discover Green Bay?
Yeah, we were joking that, you know, the draft is like the big conversation now, but that's 1 week out of 52 next year. So we're also concerned about all the rest of the weeks. But our convention sales staff, that's a big part of what we do that most people don't see. Unless you're downtown next to the convention center, some of the restaurants in the area that see convention people coming in, that's a huge part of what we do. We went last year to 18 different shows selling the area as a convention destination, as a sports tournament destination. And we have jugglers.
Just please talk about the one taking place this weekend. This sounds cool.
We're going to grab one of those guys.
The international jugglers we booked in 2019 with the staff over at the Hyatt and the KI Convention Center. And that was from one of those 18 shows that we were at. They were looking, you know, at the convention center, but said, you know, do you have like a theater kind of place? We got them to the Meyer in a New York minute. And they absolutely loved it. And here, years after we actually sold them on it,
awesome.
Here they are spending money in our community.
And when are they performing?
They actually have three different public shows. I don't have the times and the dates committed.
Well, they are coming to town. Yeah, we'll work on that.
But Press Gazette has it.
Yeah, sounds like something out of the old Ed Sullivan show with great jugglers. I love that.
Yeah.
Spinning plates. And,
well, they're not all great, but a lot of them are great.
Okay.
Some of them are new.
The spinning plate guy was awesome.
New to the sport.
As was Tojo Jiju. Tojo Jiju. Loved him, too. Yeah. Brad, congratulations on what you've done to get this unprecedented in Green Bay, and it's very cool.
Yeah, it's a great time. And we have a brand new visitor center that we'd love to have locals stop by. Number one question is, we didn't know that Austin Straubel was a real person.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
wow.
Come on by and learn something there about the community.
I'll tell them all whatever they want to know. Brad Toll, Discover Green Bay.
All right, Brad, thanks for coming on. And we're going to see you on Lean Local, too, in a couple Sundays.
And I apologize that my shirt smells very moldy.
It's okay. I've gotten used to it.
And it's getting worse. Have you noticed that? The warmer
that
gets
noticed.
In here, the worse it's gotten.
That I've noticed.
Oh, my God. We got to send it to a break. When we come back, world's worst trivia for Brewer tickets. Back after this.
Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Brad Toll and Matt Wurzala and Cheese Curd Nick so far today. And again, I apologize for wearing a shirt that smells moldy.
Okay. Like, what was that guy? Pigpen? The guy with the...
That was Pigpen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? I thought by letting it air dry, it wouldn't smell moldy.
But it sat in... You said it sat there for 3 days?
Amanda, how long can something wet sit in a washer?
Like 10 minutes.
And then still dry it and it doesn't smell moldy?
Like 10 minutes.
Without smelling?
Yeah.
About 6 hours, I'd give it.
Mine was 2 days.
Okay, so Amanda is very sensitive to smells.
Okay.
So will you walk in the studio and just see if you smell it immediately when you walk in there?
Or better yet, John, why don't you walk over there?
No, we'll keep him out of here.
Keep him out of here. So, hey, when Brad Toll was on...
That's as far as the closest she was.
Yeah, what did she say? What did she say?
Is that your shirt? Yeah. Okay. I'm good.
6 feet away.
I wasn't sure what that was earlier. I'm glad you came clean.
I know.
Yeah. To be fair, my pregnancy nose never went away. So, I have like
sensitive.
A how nose.
Oh, wow.
And how about me for being co-host of the month for putting up with this? I have said nothing,
co-host
John.
Of the month?
Oh, there's
come
sometimes
on.
I can tell that you cuddled with Milton all night long. I'm going to be honest with you. You have some of those mornings. Give me my little schnookie.
All right. Hey, Brad Toll was just on. And, of course, Discover Green Bay does a lot of convention business. They do some things with the Packers, but they're so much bigger than that. But the 77th Annual International Jugglers Association in town. And what do you say, booked that 5 years ago or 4 years ago? And so jugglers from all over the world, big show Saturday the 13th at the Meyer Theater. And that's going to be fun at 7:30 p.m. And it's $10 at the door.
That's great.
And
you juggle? I've always tried it. I've never been good at it.
But I think everybody wants to juggle. So you start with just like Kleenex.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how you learn to juggle. Like you, right?
I did not know that.
And then
I would.
I'm not a juggler. No, I am not. But
Amanda just held her breath and brought in some Kleenex.
Oh, I don't know how to
do. Come on, Jim. Jim, now you said it.
Three, John. You need three.
Okay.
So, but we.
Here we go. That was pretty close. I Amanda, got two. Clean up in the studio.
Clean up in aisle three. Yeah.
Wow.
That was the worst juggly exhibition
That's why I want to promote this these international jugglers, because these guys are unbelievable what they do. Anyway, I don't know how to juggle. I just know, John, I really read about that. I don't know how to juggle. Why you brought in this Kleenex? I didn't say I did it. I said I...
Because you made it sound like, well, anybody can.
Here's how you do it.
Well... I did say that. Okay. Anyway, everyone can do it except me. How's that?
Hey, Todd, at the Meyer Theater, you know what's funny?
$10.
For being a guy in politics all of his life, things weren't as like, he wasn't like nowadays you do something, there's like fact checking right away.
Yeah,
you were used for a lot of your years. Like, nobody's going to be able to look that up. Where are you going to look it up? An encyclopedia? Nobody will ever know. So I'm just going to throw out these things. Yeah.
And now I'm caught. All right. Anyway, let's support that. I mean, he booked this thing 4 years ago and then at Meyer Theater, look it up online. Juggling. It's going to be fun. $10. And who doesn't like juggling, right?
I'm fascinated by it. Well, yes and no. The fireworks, great. Okay. Yeah. I still would love to see one of those drone shows.
Yeah, I think we're going to keep that quiet. We could make some money on that. Everybody's doing
everything. The fireworks. Everything is, how do we make money on
that? It's for year two celebration with Mino and the mayor.
Nice job there.
Yeah. Okay. So do we have some trivia for Brewer tickets?
We do. Let's do it right now. We got tickets for this Saturday's game, taking on the Washington Nationals down at AmFam Field. First pitch is 3:10 p.m. in the afternoon. We've got six tickets, and what I think we'll do is...
But three pairs of two?
Three pairs of two. Okay. I can give them away as a group. I can give them away however we want.
Two.
Jim. Just hold on.
More people can win then.
I know, but let's see how many people.
But maybe a family would like to go.
Exactly.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Or a group of guys or women or three couples would like to go all together.
All right. That is true.
So this is how it's going to work.
How about this, Todd? Yeah. How about one of them? The first person that takes point, give them an option. Are you playing for two, four, or six?
I'll do that.
Okay. There you go.
I will do that.
All right,
and so text right now if you'd like to play along with John Mino. Jim Schmidt is today's worst game show host in the world.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll do five questions in a certain category.
Mm-hmm.
If John gets more right than wrong, you'll win tickets to see the Brewers this Saturday. Need you to text right now through the Civic Media app. Download it, choose WGBW or WISS, and text us in the lower right-hand corner.
And put a number.
Yeah.
How many they'd be playing.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. We good?
We're good. Although, let's do four as a max, Todd. Let's do four as a max. Four as a max. Because then we'll have at least two rounds. See what I'm saying? Of the world's worst trivia.
Sure. Okay. We can do that.
Okay, just...
Four as a max.
All right. Here we go. This is a warm-up.
Okay.
This is a warm-up.
I don't need a warm-up.
No, because we're going to do that. I picked the categories. Todd, something general.
Would you at least give us a nice professional introduction like Johnny Olsen would do? Just relax.
And now, live from the Mino and the Mayor studios in downtown Green Bay, it's the worst game show ever.
Yay!
And now, here's the star of the worst game show ever, the worst game show host ever, Jim Schmidt.
Yay!
Great. All right, here. Okay, let's go to the worst.
You suck!
Let's go to the worst contestant.
So, Brian.
Get somebody else!
Brian is on from Suamico. He's playing for four tickets right now.
Here we go, Brian. This is just a warm-up.
Brian. Don't get excited guy's got a...
What is the only mammal...
What is the category?
Yeah.
This is just a general.
Just in general. Because I told you I didn't want to do wild animal trivia. But go ahead.
You don't?
Well, I told you that the other day. Go ahead. If it's a warm-up, go ahead. Go ahead.
The only mammal born with horns.
The only mammal born with horns.
What do you like, that Ed guy that sat next to Johnny Carson?
Yes, that's right.
Yes, sir. Yes!
Sis boom ba. The sound a sheep makes when he explodes. I remember that one.
May your sister be voted most likely to make an indentation in the sand on prom night.
I think that was funny. Okay, all right. You want to pass and I'll give you another one.
Todd, help me out. Amanda?
I don't think either one of us have
no
any idea.
Goat?
No. Is that close? No.
What's the answer, Jim?
It is a giraffe.
Okay.
They've got horns?
They do.
I did not know giraffes had horns.
You know what, John? They're the only mammal born with horns.
didn't know that. I didn't even know they dealt with mammals.
I'll give you one more warm up.
Well, that had to hurt for Mama, didn't it?
Right? How about
it's like,
it?
Wow! Ouch.
Okay, here we go, and then we're gonna get into a category. All right, here we go. What bird's eye is larger than its brain?
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I know. Everybody knows that.
Ostrich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. So what do you want? You want history?
Yeah.
Geography?
Yeah, history.
History?
All right, for tickets to go see the Brewers for Brian
easy.
And
okay,
Suamico.
Now we're starting. Here yep. we right. go, Brian.
This, okay, it's too easy. All right, I'll give this one to you, though. Who made a solo flight across the Atlantic in 1932?
Amelia Earhart.
I know, that's why.
That's way too easy.
Come on, Jim.
Throw that one up. That's too easy.
Okay, the first successful testing of the atomic bomb was in what state?
New Mexico.
Did he get that right?
Well, yeah, everybody knows that. I got to find something.
Whenever I get one right, everybody knows that. And this is why it's the world's worst trivia show.
Here. Which U.S. president is honored in the Wrestling Hall of Fame? Oh, you're not going to get this one.
Well, doesn't he get choices?
No, I know. This is too
much. Whenever we do it for you, you always are adamant you must have choices.
And the last time we played, you gave choices.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Why do you always change the rules?
All right.
The Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Okay. Abe Lincoln, Jimmy Carter, George Bush, or Bill Clinton? Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Jimmy Carter.
No, I don't think so. I think it's Abe Lincoln.
He's right.
Why? Oh, that's right.
He was a wrestler.
You're right. He was a young kid that anybody wrestled him was tough.
Man, I would have thought it was the peanut farmer.
Right.
Yeah, no, Jimmy, I know. I thought it was because something, you know, kind of rednecky, Georgia-ish. But now that makes sense.
Yep. So two right, one wrong so far on the world's worst game show ever.
Ever.
I got to find something harder for you. Which country in 1893, a little while ago, was the first to give women the vote?
Which country in 1893 was the first one to give women the vote? Do we get options? Yes or no?
You guys take a guess first.
Okay, because there's only about 20 countries that could possibly. The first one,
120.
I'm going to say, is France.
Todd?
Oh, man, I wasn't even really thinking.
Oh, okay.
Amanda?
I want to
say. Maybe I was going to say Sweden. But
yeah, I was going to say Sweden, Norway, someplace like that.
I should have given you multiple. It's New Zealand.
New Zealand. Oh, okay.
All right. That's
our Aussie friends.
All right. Boy, that was fun.
Two right and two wrong. All right. One more question, Jim.
There's only one more?
This is it for the win, isn't it?
Yeah. This is it for the win.
I'm going to make this one harder, though. Okay.
Brian, hang in there, buddy.
Which three zodiac signs?
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, hang on. I got you.
I don't know a single zodiac sign.
I got you.
You do. You do. What are you? Don't people
Pisces.
Ask you that? Okay, so you know one. Actually, that's one of the answers. Which three zodiac signs are considered water signs?
I gotcha.
So Pisces is right, Johnny. That's one.
So that's one.
Mine is one.
What is it?
Cancer.
She's right.
Okay.
Just wait. The last one's too easy. Okay, John, one more.
How is it easy?
Gemini.
Why would that be water?
No.
Because when the Gemini came down, they landed in the ocean. Remember the spacecraft? You know, the rockets?
Didn't see that one. Okay. John, one more. Was that a guess?
No, I was just throwing that out.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, so you got Cancer, Pisces, one more. It's a water sign. Maybe this isn't as easy as I thought. What's another one that you know?
I don't know of any others.
Oh, come on.
I know Pisces and I Cancer.
How about?
Is it Libra?
Nope. Look at me.
Yeah, he's. Listen, look at his hands.
Okay, that's the worst pantomime thing.
Scorpio?
Yes.
Oh! Nice.
See, that one always trips me up because for some reason I always think that should be a fire sign.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the water thing? Okay. All right. These are great questions. Do we have a winner?
We do.
Wait, congratulations, Brian. Four tickets to the Brewers game against the Washington Nationals coming up on Saturday. 3:00 start. Congratulations, Brian. We have two more tickets to give out. Here we go. Who's our next contestant? Do we still have anybody listening?
Okay, so we had that guy on here. Do we have a contestant?
We don't right now.
Okay,
right,
all
right,
now. Let's wait. We're all okay. Moved on.
This, you can start thinking about this one. We had we had that guy on here who walked the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah,
that guy,
the buddy. Yeah.
That was unbelievable.
Mike.
Talked about
Mike the Muscle.
You, the question to this is how many, and he said this because we asked him, how many states does it cross? It's more than you think.
Do we get a multiple choice on this? I think this deserves a multiple choice.
Yes, Todd.
But wait, we got to wait till we get a contestant.
All right, I'll
Todd, do we get a contestant yet?
No, no. You know what?
That's a tough. Yeah, you got to give us a multiple choice option.
I did it already. Okay.
You think you
did? I think I do.
Todd, we had that guy on here from
Mike,
who
walked the Appalachian Trail
and shot things, and it's just unbelievable what he did.
What do you mean he shot things?
Was it like a snake or something?
No, I don't think you're allowed to carry a weapon on that trail.
At a state park, isn't it? Yeah, maybe not.
I always have to hide mine.
I mean, you're not allowed, right. But who's going to
stop? I wouldn't do that trail without carrying a weapon.
How many states does the Appalachian Trail cross? Johnny wants multiple choice. 10, 12, or 14?
So I did not know the answer.
I'm going 12.
Todd?
I mean, I don't know. 14.
Todd's right.
Really? That many? Okay.
Yeah.
Where does that start? Georgia?
I don't know.
North Carolina?
Isn't it Tennessee?
Tennessee?
Because Tennessee, when I was in Tennessee, I was actually at the trail for a little bit.
And then ends in Maine, right?
I think
Maine. Okay.
Geography was not my strong suit.
Right. Yeah.
Give us one more.
Okay. So the internet.
1 minute, Jim. One minute.
The internet. URL. URL, you know?
Mm-hmm.
John, you don't know what that means.
No, I have no idea.
Okay, well, then we're not going to
ask. It's a web address, basically.
It's a web address. What does it stand for?
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but what does URL stand for was my question.
You are a loser?
okay, you'll know this one. I'm going to give John an easy one.
30 seconds,
what's the name of John Travolta's character in the 1977 film Saturday Night Fever? John.
Oh, my gosh.
Take a moment to think about it, John.
Wow.
We'll be right back with more of the world's worst.
Vinny.
Nope.
Game show ever with Jim
Don't
Schmidt.
Interrupt the announcer.
Who said that?
Stand by, everybody. More excitement.
Or leave. Your choice.
And welcome back to this edition of the world's worst game show ever. And back at it, your host, Jim Schmidt.
All right.
Who are we playing for this time, Todd?
This is another Brian that you're playing
another,
for.
Another, but it's different Brian, right?
It's
sure.
B-R-Y-A-N.
This okay. All right. Brian, like Barrel.
Yeah.
I feel like that Barrel Storm, that was a different spelling. Everybody thought it was like Barrel, like Barrel.
I don't know who everyone is.
What's he talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about. Barrel. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know.
That Storm Barrel. Everybody, it was B-Y. And everything.
The hurricane?
Like, yeah. Everybody thought it was like Barrel. Like
sometimes the conversation on the show reminds me of the presidential debate like last week, okay?
You can't hit it 50 feet. You can't carry old
yards.
Bay.
It was 50 yards.
I could beat you any day.
Okay. Are you done with this one? This 1977 film, Saturday Night Fever?
By the way, I saw a thing where...
Tony, okay?
Tony Montero.
Yeah, I know. Okay,
so anyway, Tony Montero was Scarface,
there's no T in it.
Monero?
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway...
Tony Montana was
I saw
Scarface.
A thing where some...
Monero.
Tony Montero...
Wasn't
Scarface.
It Montana?
No.
Montana, Tony Montana. Was it?
In what?
Scarface?
Oh, Scarface. We're not talking about Scarface.
Why not?
Talk about staying focused. Saturday
Todd,
Night Fever.
I saw a thing where they were looking for like a
it's
director.
It's all my fault, boy.
A director of health and physical fitness, like in Wisconsin or in some area. And I was thinking Jim and I should both apply. And we should have an open debate on why each one of us thinks we should be director of health and physical fitness.
There's your Fringe Fest show right
there.
There
it
is.
There it is.
Right. I would love all that. Right.
I have run so many marathons. It's unbelievable. You can't believe how many marathons I've run. 10Ks. I've won 10Ks.
People say you're great.
People say I'm great. They say I'm the greatest
runner. You're the best.
People have asked me, are you Kenyan? Is your family from Kenya? They ask me that.
You don't even have shoes, do you? Yeah.
I don't. I run barefoot.
Right.
I run barefoot.
All right. Okay.
Like Zola Bud. Remember Zola Bud? Do you know the Zola Bud story?
No.
You remember the Zola Bud story? Zola Bud was a South African runner.
Okay.
And she wasn't going to be allowed to run in this most prestigious race in the Olympics. Because of South Africa, because of apartheid. So she moved to Great Britain, and she ran. But she ran barefoot, okay? So they were running. I mean, this was a national story. And there was a girl from, like, Michicot that was in the race with them. So it was a real big thing for us around here. Watch this. And then Zola Budd collided with Decker Slaney. Remember that Mary Decker Slaney? But it was Mary Decker Slaney's fault. But she fell down. And she was the world record holder. She was the greatest runner ever. And she fell down and was knocked out of the race. And she totally blamed it on Zola Budd. And it totally destroyed Zola Budd's career and her mental health and everything, like you can't believe. And it was only a couple of years ago that Mary Decker Slaney came out and said, I tripped on my own. She didn't do it.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah. But she was, wow. Her career was ruined.
Wow.
Careers. Actually, for my debate, I'd say I trained a New York, or excuse me, a Boston Marathon winner. You can look it up. I taught her. I trained with her. I gave her all the advice. Her name was Rosie Ruiz, 1980, Boston Marathon.
Okay.
And then the moderator would say, fact check, and be like, she was disqualified. Turns out she took a cab for 8 miles of thing. You know what?
Right.
You know what? Why not? I would take a cab.
That's how
she
took cab.
She took my training seriously.
Did she win? Right. Yes, she won. Right. That's, she's the winner. What count?
Winner.
Yes.
In it to win it.
Next question.
Okay. All right. Next question. A couple easy ones. We're going to do
right,
a little
here
bit.
Here we go. Brian, hang in there, buddy.
All right, Brian, here we go. What occasion corresponds with the longest day of the year? What do they call the longest day
Celsius.
Of the year? Yeah.
Well, not Celsius.
Celsius. Jeez, Celsius, that's a temperature. The summer what?
Solstice.
Yeah, that's close enough. We'll give it to you. Right.
Summer solstice.
Summer solstice.
Ooh, that's close.
Celsius. Yeah, there. That, okay. What?
Salsa. Salsa.
Okay, so.
That was an old Seinfeld thing, remember?
No.
No.
No. No. Okay, let's move on. The distance from the Earth to the sun.
You got to be kidding me.
I'm going to give you multiple guesses.
Oh, God. These are the worst questions in the history of game shows.
Where's Ben Chan?
I was always being criticized, too easy, too easy, too easy, so I dug up some harder ones. Okay. All right, you want this one or not?
No.
No, give it the multiple choice. I'm curious.
Okay. 73 million miles, 83, 93, or 103 million miles away, the distance from the Earth to the sun, not the moon. The moon's very close. The sun.
The moon, that's very close.
Is it 83? It is.
I've been to the moon.
100. What? Oh, 90.
Yeah, okay.
The highest one.
No,
the
93
million.
It's 93 million.
All right.
Miles. To the sun.
Okay,
everybody's
Jim,
like,
I always
to the moon.
Get those two
okay,
mixed
yeah,
up,
yeah,
okay?
Okay, all right, here we go. This is more in your...
wheelhouse?
Yeah, in your more... M&M's fruit chews. Would eventually become what popular candy? Get them at the movie theater. M&M's fruit chews.
You still take your kids to movies or anything?
My son is 5.
So that's a yes?
I took him to one movie. Okay. We saw Ghostbusters.
I'm going to guess. Can I make a guess?
Is it Starburst?
Uh-huh. Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Everybody.
Okay. Yeah, everybody knows that. Everybody.
And one
everybody
more question, that. Jim.
Okay,
he
one
gets
more.
It right or not.
Okay, this is it. This is the last one.
For the win.
And this one is, if you don't know this, you're going to burn in hell.
What?
Oh, God.
Oh, this is the thing that's going to make me burn
what
in hell.
Is
it was that story I told yesterday about wearing a crucifix.
For the record.
For all the marbles.
For that girl to go out with me.
All right.
That won't send me to hell.
According to Guinness World Records, what is the best-selling book of all time?
The Bible.
Oh, yeah. That's why I said that. The burning hell thing. Get it?
Yeah, we get it.
Congratulations to Brian.
You should burn hell for those questions.
Wow.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Oh,
wow.
This is okay. All
things
right.
are heating up over here.
You know, see, some of these are so, like, we've studied this on the show. Like, what is the only food that can never go bad?
Honey.
Right. See, we had that on
That's
here.
Okay. Right.
The first animal to ever be cloned right here in Wisconsin.
Sheep. Goat.
Sheep.
Sheep.
They're the same, aren't they?
They are.
I've always got them mixed. Aren't goat and sheep the same thing?
Sheep are fluffy.
Brian just said, my luckiest day ever.
I only had to endure worst radio ever. Goats right. and sheep are related, I think, though.
We're going to a farm.
No, because, you got mountain goats, but they're also called bighorn sheep.
There are some, yes, but those are long-haired. Sheep have curly wool.
Yeah, but they're somewhere along, they hooked up.
857.
I guarantee it.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's like a mule and a horse creates a donkey.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
or a horse and a donkey create a mule.
That's a little bit of animal sex education for you guys out there.
John spent a little time out in the barn.
Happy Thursday.
All righty then. What creates a Shetland pony?
Just two great Shetland ponies.
A rich family from Two Rivers.
We're just in love with each other.
He was an awesome horse.
Mary just texted, "We're all lucky because it's over."
That hurt, but you're right.
Don't start talking about asses, guys. I love that one.
All right, fine. Boy, look at the time.
Wow, finally.
It's a good day. I smell like spoiled cottage cheese.
But what did you try to cover it up with? That's what I want to know.
Nothing, because I wasn't sure anybody else could smell it, and then everybody else said, yeah.
We're just trying to be nice.
We can.
It's customer
Happy
radio.
Happy Thursday, everyone.
Thank you, Amanda.
All right.
We'll be back again tomorrow. Mino and the Mayor. See ya.